Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
We're back. It's 23 after. Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bring us back with a classic. That's Jerry with a G, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jim with a J. And we're having a great visit with our friend Sarah Petty. That's Sarah with an S. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there, including the body of work that Sarah Petty has deposited with us over the years. She's the founder of The Joy of Marketing, and she also has a photography business. And she's a very busy lady. Got three beautiful children, including a set of twins, 10-year-old twins. So that keeps you pretty busy there, Sarah. But still, you know what? A lot of times people, we've been talking about this database thing, this idea of building a database for customers. And you know, we have that. It's we use it a lot for contact management, Sarah. We have, you know, hundreds of people in our contact management. So we have a database. But if you're in the traditional business to business or business to consumer world, this is a way, as you said earlier, to keep your pipeline full by making notes. Seeing what people have said, what did they do last time? What do you think caused them not to buy? Or when they bought, what do you think? When's it going to be a good time to add on to that, to follow up with them? But what you've got to do first is you got to build the darn thing, don't you?
You do. And one of the best ways that we always teach about doing that is sort of a co-marketing relationship, whether you're business to business or business to consumer. So it'd be like you and I having a dinner party. I invite my friends, you invite your friends, we introduce each other. In fact, I just tweeted and posted on Facebook that I was talking to you this morning.
Right.
So maybe some of my fans and people in my database will say, well, who is this guy? Maybe they don't know who you are. And they hop on, they go, oh my gosh, where has he been all my life? Sarah, who I know and have a relationship with, introduced me to this new guy, and now I'm going to be his follower too.
I get that all the time, Sarah. Where have you been all my life? But you're right. And of course, I'll be doing the same thing for you later today after we're off the air. So it's cross-pollination, cross-collateralization. But let's get into the nuts and bolts of this database.
Okay.
Talk to us about how you do it.
Well, the thing is, I always tell people want to know, where do I rent a mailing list, as if that's going to be their database.
Right.
And it's not that way. You have to build it one person
at a time.
So in my local business, I'm going out, I'm speaking to new mom groups. I may add a couple of people that are interested in what I do. They might go on my database, and maybe one will turn into a client. Maybe they won't.
How about this? You know? Here's my business card. May I have yours?
Yeah.
That's one way to get information, and then you go back. You know, I make notes on the back of business cards, don't you?
Nice, very nice. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in my photography studio, I deal more with stay-at-home moms. You know, mm-hmm. It's a mom thing, so their business cards aren't as big of a deal. They are on my B2B side, but I'm listening and taking notes, and they give you that information,
right.
And I do. I do the same thing. I will jot on a napkin if I say, you know, hey, I'll contact you or I'll send you information or whatever. I take it, and they are in that database.
And you know what I've found over the years in my long career, Sarah, is if you say to people, John, I'm going to make a few notes about what we're talking about. I hope you don't mind. And can I come back? That thing you just mentioned, I know you're not ready to talk about that now, but can I make a note and talk to you about that in a few months? I mean, literally tell them that. And I've never had anybody say, no, don't do that.
Absolutely. And writing those notes, those follow-up notes, you see someone in the paper, that's something big we do. We read the newspaper. And,
right.
You know, I'm in a smaller market, 100,000. So, you know, they put high school kids in there, and they put when you're promoted, and they put all these different things. If I see one of my clients in there, I'm writing a personal
right.
note. So that when they do think about having a need that I offer, they don't pick someone else.
And
pick my business.
And since she said, one of my clients, then that way it's not stalking, right, Sarah?
There you go. Yeah.
but no, but just put this information in a spreadsheet, in a database software, in something in the cloud, whatever you want to use. Put a name, a phone number, an email, what they like, what they bought from you, your own thoughts about that. And then, as you said earlier, Sarah, when things slow down, go back and look through it and say, okay, let me see if I can refresh my memory about these people. Because you won't, if you don't write it down, you won't remember.
No, you won't. And every year when we do a big mailing, we usually do two big mailings a year, I'll go through that database and kind of clean it up, and I'll go into that info and I'll see, okay, they were in 2001. Okay, we're a photography studio. If you haven't been in 10 years, you're probably not coming in.
Right.
So I'll take them off. And I've taken people off in the past, and they'll call and say, I didn't get your holiday card. Please put me back on.
Well, or you know what? Things change. Maybe it's time for their children to have children. You need to get them to refer you to people, you know?
That's true. We mail very expensive marketing and promotional pieces.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a treat to be on our database.
I have one of hers, by the way, folks. It's pretty impressive. Sarah, give us that website again, please.
Thejoyofmarketing.com.
And tell us what you do there. Tell us about all the different things you do there.
Yeah, we teach small business owners how to compete with taking the emphasis off price, because that's what we see happening, especially with all of this social media marketing, is people hop on and they're like, ooh, half price sale today for anybody that calls. They post that on Facebook. Well, you devalue your brand.
That's
and you,
right.
You know, you're attracting price-sensitive buyers. So we teach things of how to create value in
your special small business owners. If you're not conveying that specialness to your customers and you're doing with a discount thing, all you're doing is fighting the price war, and the price war is over, and you lost. Sarah Petty, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.